Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Right now, you have some panic launching footballs on Sunday.
66-yard attempt for Justin Tucker.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
He makes a 51-yard walk-off field goal.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. Still to come. Pro Football Hall of Famer Warren Sapp, plus your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, baby, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Working our way to Monday Night Football. I'll be at the Westwood One radio host mic pregame and halftime for that one. Dak Prescott was on in hour number one. If you missed that, go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Our Twitter feed at Rich Eisen Show also has some of the video for that. We had Jalen Hurts on Friday. Big game tonight and big game in our studio right here. One of my favorites, number 99 in your program, number one in your heart. Look who's here in person. The Rich Eisen Show, Warren Sapp, Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Let's go.
In studio.
You actually remember that Sappism. You're special. I do love you.
Are you kidding me? Good to see you.
Always good to see you, baby. You know,
here, Brockman, Del Tufo, TJ, also with us.
Del Tufo.
This is the way these things get booked. Sometimes okay. I'm gonna let people in on how sometimes the sausage gets made. We're gonna lift the hood up a little bit. Okay, so I show up for work yesterday 5-ish in the morning, and I go into the new NFL Network studios. And by the way, the new locker room that they built for us is remarkable.
About time.
Oh gosh. Yes.
I'll say it for you.
Okay, so it's one of those things where I grab up my suit that I was planning on wearing. I'm planning on wearing this suit. I thought to myself, I've only got like three suits there. I didn't bring one. I'm like, I said, I'm locked in. I'm wearing this suit. I put the suit on. It's blue pinstripe suit. Who is in a makeup chair in a much thinner blue pinstripe suit, same color? Michael Irvin. I'm not changing. He's not changing.
Oh, no chance.
Okay. Then I go back into the locker room area.
Uh-huh.
Who's putting on his blue suit?
Moochie.
Kurt Warner. Mooch is already in his blue
suit. Mooch, I was saying, he's already dressed on the set.
He might have gone to sleep in that. Okay. So we all show up on the set, and we're like, all wearing the same suit. And I started the show by saying, we're locked, like literally we're knuckled up before that whole thing starts. And I say, this is going to be a great edition of NFL Game Day Morning, because we all knew that the other person was wearing a blue suit after we put one on, and none of us changed.
None
so
of
we
joke.
Are locked in.
I mean, locked.
All right. So now, 2 hours into the show, my phone buzzes. Who is it? Mr. Warren Sapp. Here are the three texts. I will read it out. One, all blue suits, no like. We never the same in clothes or thoughts! Exclamation points. Next one, fix it.
In other words, don't let me see it again. That's what I'm saying.
I
know you couldn't fix it then. I know everybody's locked in now. I know the rules. I've been there with you.
I know that.
We're zombies until we get on that set. I got that part, but fix it. Don't let me look at that set again with the nice new blue awning and whatever they've done with the set.
Yeah.
And I look up there and all y'all got the same suit on. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is where we started. This is where we've gone.
I wrote back on it 99.
Yes.
Hashtag not fishing is
not
what
fishing.
I wrote you back. And then you wrote back game day in LA, my Bucks in LA, me too, exclamation point. Lamb is on the menu, baby, with mint jelly.
Oh,
is what he says. And then I immediately said, if you're in town, you want to come in?
Come on.
You know, and lo and behold,
there he is.
That's how it works.
Amy.
Warren Sapp is here in studio.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
I'm glad. Hey, man, you got to stop that Kevin Durant reading people text messages on air like this. I wrote with you and that Rappaport, too. Y'all got to stop that, man.
No,
text
man.
Messages are.
It's all
you
good.
You can read mine. I'm good.
Oh, no, especially since you're like, you know, you're all wearing the same suit.
Oh, my
you know,
God.
Like, that was so funny. Of course, I read it to Irv and Kurt.
You did.
And
of course,
right away.
I know us, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I hit Kurt, and, you know, he hit me back with my favorite. You know, which, I love black quarterbacks. I can't believe Russell Wilson lost that game. Are you kidding me? Kurt Cousins.
Yeah, I know, right? Kurt Cousins won that one yesterday, and so. But you went to the game.
Oh, yes.
Correct. You were there at SoFi.
I had to go to the. You know what? I've been judging stadiums. Mm-hmm. I'm a tailgate guy now.
Yes,
I love the tailgate. Mm-hmm. The stadium.
Yeah, I see your Instagram.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium is very, very nice. Mm-hmm. But oh my, the Jones Mahal. We know that is nice.
Yes, it is.
SoFi's got it.
It is,
oh, my
right?
God.
Correct, right?
Oh, my God. There's nothing better. It's like they put a hole in the ground, put a stadium, and then put a hat over the top of it.
That's exactly.
And then the wind blows through it. Like a buck hat, too. You know, it goes into that little nice mohawk. Yeah, oh, my God.
The wind blows through it.
Oh, my God.
It is an outdoor stadium.
Oh, it's absolutely outdoors. The wind blows. You can feel that marine air. Oh,
and the canopy lets the sun in, too. It's not like a solid
canopy. You get it all.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, my God. You got to experience it.
But I'm wondering what you thought because, you know, I said on this show a couple weeks ago, I wasn't around, you know, in the 70s when Sinatra's smoking heaters on the sideline with Jack Youngblood, you know. But whatever the home field advantage might have been in the 70s in the Coliseum, this is the greatest home field advantage the Rams have ever had in Los Angeles.
But tell me why their mascot is upside down from their side.
I don't have an answer
right?
for that.
I mean, the Chargers don't show up there with theirs upside down because they're on that side, right?
I guess so. I don't have an answer for you, Warren. But to me, though, that is...
They're rocking.
A significant advantage.
Wow. And then they got 9-9 and they're playing like he's playing. And
so
now they got a quarterback too, and that speed. Oh, you got to deal with the Rams.
Do you think the Rams are the best?
Well, you
got to
deal with the Rams.
Do you think the Rams are the best team in the NFL?
Listen, right now,
yes,
they're playing very, very good football.
Right,
and when you can put up 34 points like that, and then hold that offense we got now,
mm-hmm.
that's how you win games. Because I always said. With Tom Brady and that offense we got, you need 30 to play with us, and they put up 30 points yesterday. I mean, that's what you got to do. That's the new NFL. If you can't score 30, you can't get in the game.
And Stafford does appear to be the guy that wanted to bring there.
Oh, no. I mean, he threw the ball like that in Detroit, but they didn't have 99 on the other side and, you know, Jalen Ramsey and the other pieces and those young DBs they have back there, the ability to go out and play defense with him. It was him and Megatron. I mean, the guy he threw the ball to was so bad we named him a bad guy. Everybody want to be Batman and Superman. This man was a 9mm gun that transformed.
Right.
I mean, he was just that bad. But with Sean McVay's innovative way to get his people in positions, if you can't rush him, you're dead.
Warren Sapp here on the Rich Eisen Show. How good is Aaron Donald? Walk me through why he's so good.
Oh, my goodness. His balance, his anticipation, his knowledge. I know he watches a ton of film. And then he doesn't sell it short, except in the run game. A little bit in the run game. You know, he's 275 pounds. That's one thing that me and Jeff Christie was talking about. He's like, Billy, he's still only 275 pounds. I said, but you got to be willing to lean on him for four quarters mm-hmm. and bring your offense back. And most teams aren't willing to do that. You want to go up the field, you want to go attack. And put him one-on-one, he's the best thing I've ever seen.
Really? You've ever seen?
Yeah. Rushing the pass? Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. He ain't even close. Inside? I mean, me and Johnny talked about it. That kid's it. Oh. Man. I love the way he gets on the edge and flips and goes. I love his motor, but I just wish he'd play that run a little bit more.
What do you mean?
Chicago bad game. He swims on the goal line, comes over the top, grabs the running back, and he drags him in the end zone for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you'll never see that play.
So he's got room for improvement on
that. Oh, no, there's always room for improvement, but he's the best thing going.
You're going to share a bus room with him one day, right?
Oh, no doubt about it.
No question.
I'll join him in the Hall in Day of the Week. I mean, does his spot off, baby. Come on.
He's that good.
Oh, my goodness. He's that special.
And I always hear, you know, you echo in my head quite a bit on game day morning. No, seriously, and we all say it too. You know, we still say the Sappisms all the time. and one of them is the front and the back end have to play together. Right.
Must.
So how do he and Ramsey work? Because again, we're going to have to see this. That they're about to get into the deepest end of the pool in terms of division play.
Oh, that's where the rubber hits the road.
Correct.
And that's where Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey and that front and that back end must come together, because you're going to play Russell Wilson, and you know what deep ball he throws and the protection they're going to provide him, and then his ability to move around.
Right.
So now with that clock in a quarterback's head, Jalen Ramsey can take those chances. Those DBs can now break on those routes and play the sticks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's 3rd and 7, they're not going for 18.
Right.
They're going for 7. And if you got somebody that can put pressure on the quarterback and he's got to get rid of that ball, that's when that pick 6 happens.
Warren Sapp here on the Rich Eisen Show, first ballot Pro Football Hall of Famer. So how good are the Cardinals? Because they're 3-0 too, Warren. And listen, you just mentioned about deep ball, and you mentioned about quarterbacks that can run around. Kyler Murray is an MVP candidate right now, 3 weeks in. I think.
And who in the hell gave him A.J. Green?
I mean, right.
I mean, the rich just keep getting richer. I mean, you kidding me? I know why Aaron Rodgers is going crazy up in Green Bay. I'm winning this with hood ornaments and 46 seconds on the clock and no timeouts. Unbelievable, boy. Hey, man, John Lynch has to be pulling his hair out to watch his defense give up that. I mean, that's tailor-made for a defense in Arizona. That kid behind quarterback Kyler Murray, and then the weapons you give him with Hop and A.J. Green, and he's like a running back himself.
Yeah, there's and Christian Kirk.
Then you go on the other side of the ball.
Right.
And Chandler Jones is playing like a madman. What he did to Tyler Levin or whoever, both tackles.
Right.
You know, they switched tackles. The backup tackle should be fired.
Yeah, Taylor Lewan. Yeah,
the Lewan got, oh, my goodness.
And J.J. Watt's there, too.
Listen, and J.J. Watt's just a hood ornament in this thing right now. Mm-hmm. He's inside doing his thing, but.
Let me ask you this question, Warren. Is Chandler Jones a Hall of Famer?
You know what?
He's got over 100 sacks in his career.
Oh, no, no. So does Simeon Rice and a bunch of other guys. You know, John Abraham and a bunch of other guys got over 100 sacks. I mean, that can't be the measure anymore. That can't. I mean, it's got to be your impact on the game. And it was once said to me, can the NFL story be told without you? Mm-hmm. If it can't, then that makes you a Hall of Famer.
And right now we could tell the story of the NFL without Chandler Jones. What you're saying.
He has another 5 or 10 sack game like he had the other day. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just have to put a body of work that revels the great ones that played. I mean, we're talking about Kevin Green, 3rd all-time guy, God bless his soul, you know what I'm saying? Guys like that played this game. Ricky Jackson played this game. We're talking about 157 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Johnny Randle with 137. You know, 100 ain't the number no more. You know, DeMarcus Ware had 100. Was one of the fastest to 100, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
But now where's the 150?
Warren Sapp here on the Rich Eisen Show. How do you think the loss yesterday is sitting in Tampa? What happens now as Brady heads to New England, of all places, to take his anger out? It'll be something to build up this next few days here.
Antonio Brown should be back.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a full slate of weapons, and is Gronk all right?
He came back in the game, which is kind of crazy, you know, when you
but
get
it's Gronk, though.
I know.
When it's Gronk, you don't even question,
right,
is he tough and dumb enough to do it. So,
but, Warren, you've never seen him get hit like that before, though, have you?
Boy, that was one of those shots that, you know, the older you get, the more affecting those shots have on you. But we'll see what it is in 7-8, because you know he wants to go back to New England and do work, too. So.
Right, Brown, too. Antonio Brown,
everybody too. Wants to go do work, so let's lock this thing up. But let's not underestimate Bill Belichick and his ability to be able to pick somebody's playbook around.
What do you think Belichick, as you know, takes the one thing that you want away from you? We talk about that all the time. And Brian Billick always got upset whenever we mentioned that. He goes, the rest of us coaches, what, we'll let you have the one thing that you like to do? Like, he's the only one who takes it away. But what do you think him knowing about what Brady likes to do, perhaps more than anybody else, what do you think he's going to try to do on Sunday night against this offense that you know Brady, coming off of this game, will want to put some points on the board? What do you think?
I'm fascinated with this one because it's not just Brady that he's going up against. It's Leftwich and B.A.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they all going to put their thing in this, and somebody's going to give him the tendencies in which he's done it. They're going to lay it in front of him. They have to because you can't go back to the hen house and not expect, you know, Bill to have a little couple tricks up his sleeve for you. I mean, they spent 19 years together.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he's going to be in the visitors' locker room for the first time.
That's a hell of, and for some reason, you know, I'll give you a story.
Yeah.
We got ready to go to Foxborough with Tony Dungy, the start of the 2000. Keyshawn's first game with us.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bin right outside the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Throw your playbook in the bin, Tony Dungy says to us. All our offensive guys, throw your playbook in the bin. Keyshawn goes crazy. How am I going to do it? I said, relax, Key. Relax. What's going on, man? Man, he took my playbook, man. I said, relax. You got to know the plays now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know the plays. I said, relax, baby. Whatever Tony got for us, it's a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Tony get there, and we standing in front of the room, and, you know, I said something to him. I said, Key is freaking out. Coach, you gotta explain why you took his playbook.
Mm-hmm.
So Tony explains. He say, well, if you look at the history of all teams that come to visit New England, they're down 10 to 14 points in the first quarter. I don't know how this is, but it just tends to happen a bunch of times. And, you know, you got 53 guys on a team and a bunch of playbooks in the first 15 and somebody in the back, and they get mad and they ball it up and throw it in the corner. It's picked up in some kind of way, it gets over to
on. So you've seen somebody upset with the plays because the playbook is right there and you see the first 15, they're not there.
No, I'm just saying. Tony Dungy said, we ain't taking no paper to New England to show our first 15 or any of our playbooks.
We had Sean Merriman.
Left them in Tampa.
We had Sean Merriman come on the show last week, said that any of the Chargers of the, you know, the era of him being in San Diego, they got fined if their playbooks were left in their hotel room.
Oh, that was the whole point of it. If that... They got, you know, if housekeeping or
that's what
somebody
was.
Picked it up, it got to Bill. Oh, it got to the New England Patriots.
Come on, how does that really?
I'm just telling you, the game we played, we was up 10-14 nothing. And then they came back at the end of the game and lost it like 21-17 or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. No paper, nowhere, Tony Dungy. So we left it in Tampa.
The bucket, the bin was in front of the bus
before we got to the plane. Before we got to the plane. Keyshawn was going crazy. I can't start in my playbook, man.
Hey, folks. It's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep. Because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What do you think about Roethlisberger? End of last year, beginning of this year.
Why? I'm more concerned about that defense. That looks unrecognizable for me. 24 points for the Cincinnati Bengals in Heinz Field? What is going on?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the back, the front end, the middle, mm-hmm. ain't nothing working in Pittsburgh. And, you know, not to even speak of the other side, that's unfamiliar too because they used to be a run, and then attack you with play action pass. Then it became Ben Roethlisberger and AB going off, and now it was Juju Schuster. Now it's Claypool. Mm-hmm. How wide? What is their identity?
Mm-hmm.
What I mean, Ben's getting old, and you can't let him keep getting hit because mm-hmm. you know he likes to get hit and Munchausen. You know, he really likes to Munchausen.
Explain what you mean by the Munchausen.
Well, you know, like you're on your last leg and you know, I will us the victory. You know, the Willis Reed. You know, Willis Reed didn't score any points in that game.
Just him showing up is all you
just showing up. But that's that Munchausen effect when you come in and, you know, Ben likes to limp around and, you know, throw people off and whatever. But he's got to get rid of that ball.
All right.
Get that ball out of his hand. He's more than capable of getting it. But they're in trouble. Cincinnati 24-2. Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's kind of crazy. All right. We're back on Westwood One Radio. We, again, apologize for the technical difficulties we've been enduring today. Sap, you want to stick around for one more or you got to go?
What?
Okay, good enough. All right. Because we're not going to just talk football. We did lose some time, again, due to the technical difficulties.
Right.
We have not hit on what the Sixers said about Ben Simmons today. And I'm assume you must have some thoughts on the subject.
I'm a Sixer fan because there was no Orlando Magic when I was a kid.
Got it. Warren Sapp is here, Pro Football Hall of Famer. We've got, again, one last segment for you here before you send you into your Monday on Monday Night Football. Dak was already on the show earlier. If you missed that, check out our YouTube stream, but check out Warren when we come back.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show with our radio and our television friends on Peacock. Warren Sapp here for one last segment. What do you think happens tonight, Eagles and Cowboys? What do you think happens tonight?
A good old NFC East battle. Should be fun to watch with these two quarterbacks, but I love the Eagles front. Dak Prescott will have more pressure on him than he had in the Cowboy game and out here so far. They got a front in Philadelphia.
No kidding.
Yeah, I watched them because, you know, I like watching fronts.
Yes,
Fletcher Cox is over there, so I like Fletcher. And they got some guys over there that are rushing right now. I can't name them right now, but we're doing tonight. You know, I'm not good with names. I don't want to go yelling out who be 97. And...
Who is my man? Who's my man in Buffalo? Is that Kyle Williams?
Kyle Williams, my man.
Remember that one?
K. Williams on the screen.
When you were doing your breakdown, and then you were just Sapp like it, the
I
name
know exactly what you said.
Sapp, and the name flew out of your head, and you called him my man.
No, flew out of my head. You they didn't... picked him for me. That was the last time I allowed my man to pick my dad for me because I figured, you know, he gave me something that said the man's name, and then he put K. Williams up there. I'm like, really?
All right, so NBA Media Day today, Brockman. Okay. What happened when Doc Rivers and Daryl Morey spoke today? What went down hearing for the first time from the guy who is not traded Ben Simmons yet? What do we have over there?
All right, from Daryl Morey on Ben Simmons, he is, quote, a great player, and we expect him back. We expect him to be a 76er. Daryl said he spoke to Ben in a meeting, quote, 6 to 7 weeks ago the last time he spoke.
He's put them on the pay-no-mind list for 6 to 7 weeks now. He's not coming back.
He's not coming back. Joel Embiid said, you know, obviously disappointing how it goes. He loves playing with Ben, makes them a better team, wishes he would return, but understands that's how things work these days.
Wait, is this the Ben Simmons that can't shoot?
It's not the one who can't shoot. It's the
that
one
won't
who
shoot.
That's the
one that can't.
That was the one that...
However you want to say it.
He has difficulty shooting.
I mean, they said it was Ason Kidd because he didn't have a J, but he would shoot it.
It was Ason Kidd.
I mean, they always said Jason Kidd didn't have a J either, but Magic Johnson didn't have one either, but, you know, you got to shoot it.
Embiid said that he's spoken to him, right? He's communicated to him that he wants him there, right?
Why? So he can keep passing it to him and not shooting? No, I want to win a championship. Give me a guard that's going to shoot it in the fourth quarter. Give me a guard that I can pick and roll that's going to pull up and let that thing go from 15, 18 foot, and then let's go back down the other way.
4 years left on his deal.
Oh, they always throw away a bunch of money. You remember how Bocce Grill was getting all that money up in Washington and then came to Orlando?
Gilbert.
Then came in the locker room with the guns?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing new for the NBA.
What else happened, Chris? Anything else?
In Brooklyn, Kevin Durant was there. David Letterman also there.
What do you mean?
David Letterman started asking Kevin Durant a bunch of weird questions.
Where was he? On a Zoom?
No, he was physically there. And it was.
So wait a minute. David Letterman
Yes.
Showed up in Brooklyn today.
Yes.
As part of the media day for the Brooklyn Nets.
Yes.
And asked him questions.
Yes.
Weird
like
questions.
Physically there, not on a Zoom. Like he showed up.
Yeah, he was there physically.
He got a press pass.
It's hilarious. Here, we have video. Roll tape.
Dave from Basketball Digest. Kevin, KD, why do people call you KD? Can I call you KD? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
My first name is Kevin.
Uh-huh, right.
And my second name, my last right name. My second name. My last name is Durant with a D.
KD? This year, what percentage do you plan on giving on the court? 90, 95, 100, 110? What are we looking at?
110.
I just got off the phone with the Dolan family, and they said that they're talking to the commissioner now. They're looking at working a contractual deal that will allow you, when you're not playing for the Nets, days off, you'll be able to play for the Knicks. Comments?
All right, Dave, that was the last one.
I'm sorry, was that a comment?
That was it.
How about you? Do you have a comment? Wrap it up. Okay. I'm being told my time is done. Have a great year. Thanks. What about the Pelicans? When you guys play the Pelicans, it's going to make you giggle.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's all I got. That's all, everybody. Thank you. Good night.
Finally, a smile out of here. These kids, hold on. These kids have got to know who David Letterman is. Come on. You got to have fun with David Letterman. Are you kidding me?
Dave,
he can't be sick. Okay. I mean, come on.
Two things. First of all, I miss David Letterman every single second of the day.
We all do.
My second one is, there he is. Look at him. That's David Letterman sitting there in yellow mustard pants,
wow.
A black
like
shirt.
A skinny Phil Jackson?
He's got like the skinny Phil Jackson with a big beard.
Giant
He's still
beard.
Got the giant beard
wow.
still.
Yeah. Very gray.
That is David Letterman physically there for whatever he's doing.
But you got to have more fun with David Letterman. Why do they call you
he
KD?
He had to have known.
He had to.
Dave's only been gone, what, 5 years? 6 years?
Something. No.
How long has Dave been gone from the late night scene?
Two decades?
It's been
about 5 years.
No.
Believe it or not.
Longer
I think
than
it's
that.
Longer than that?
Yeah. Longer than that. At least 15.
2015, six years.
Yeah, 15. I've been out of the game 13. Yeah, 15.
So Durant knows who he is.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe he was in on the joke.
I think so. I think when you kind of look at his face.
Yeah.
I think,
no, but we didn't get a smile until the
he
end.
Said that's the last one.
Yeah, but I don't know.
That's it, Dave.
That's it, Dave.
I mean, that was amazing.
He's told to wrap it up.
Really funny.
Wrap it up, B.
Wrap up, exactly. Well, in Brooklyn, you got to throw that B in there, Sap. You know that.
Oh, come on. Of course. I mean, look at it, man.
Durant knows. He knows it right there. He knows it right there.
I think he knows
it. Come on. He knew it.
He did laugh at Pelicans. That was funny.
By the way, I have a little more fun.
Spoke to the Dolan family.
Right?
The Knicks would allow you to play for them on their off day.
That's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Dave is still the GOAT.
No, I told him ain't nothing like Madison Square Garden. You know that. Ain't nothing like the Garden.
I miss David Letterman in the Wars.
Right?
They were just talking about a top 10 list the other day. I came up with that. Top 10 list were the best.
You did the first Kimmel, right?
Yeah.
The first ever Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, me, Snoop Dogg, Don Bishop, Magic Wand.
It was right after the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, I got on a helicopter.
They helicoptered you from San Diego, right?
Yeah, my first helicopter ride.
Because it was on ABC.
Yeah. Right after the Super Bowl.
And they flew you right in.
I landed at Highland High School.
Yep. And that was when they had the full bar, right? Like they had the full bar and everything. Man, it was like a party back then.
The Kimmel Green Room is iconic.
Oh, no. So right. I mean.
That must have been a green room, right, Sap?
Oh,
yeah. You smell these cooking
room. It was gray.
Snoop in there? Come on.
That
room kept you lifted.
Snoop, me in a championship and a Magnum bottle of Cristal.
Oh, baby.
Two in and out animal style.
Was that one of those things where they called you before and say, if you win, we want you in the helicopter?
Oh, no. They had set it up.
They had set it up,
They had
right?
set it up, yeah.
So who was the Raider that was going to go?
I don't know.
Who would that
That's not
been?
For me to know. Oof. That was for me to stop.
Definitely wasn't.
I was supposed to cancel that program, baby. I don't mean to say that Raider Nation. You know, I'm with y'all half the time.
You stopped him, that's for sure.
No, it was my job.
That was a great game.
Oh, it was.
I was on the field for that one.
What about the
I
rumor,
was at that game.
What about the rumor that Al Davis changed the game plan night before? You heard about that one?
No, it was that Barrett Robinson had Robin, dreamed that he had already won the Super Bowl, whooped Warren Sapp, and was on his way to Tijuana.
Something
or,
like that.
Loretto, you know, wherever
Can
he was
imagine
going.
Imagine the center of the team just totally.
No, no, no. How, imagine that you dreamed that you whooped me, and you never whooped me.
I don't I'm sorry, that's right. That's it's about
that,
you, my bad.
That's the part that gets me. You know, you done ran over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you done trashed Tampa 2, and now you already in Mexico and we ain't even played the game? I love this. I love it. Yeah, they were supposed to run us over. That was the game plan, because we were little.
And then not so much.
But then they went back to Rich Gannon, the two-time MVP of the league with Jerry Rice and Tim Brown and Jolly and what's the boy?
Garner?
Kaufman. Napoleon Kaufman, the black friend. Yeah. No, Charlie Garner.
Lamont
Charlie
Jordan.
Garner. Yeah, Charlie Garner.
They had a hell of a team, man.
Yeah, they had a hell of a team. Come on, you don't come out there. Who you going to run it with? Tyrone Wheatley? I know you're Michigan. I don't mean to do that.
Hey. You don't want to talk college football in the minute we have left, do you?
Why not? My Canes are dismal right now. I told you, we have an identity crisis right now. Rich, we have a Cuban coach that speaks no Spanish.
So you have the wrong coach is what you're saying.
No. You know what? I really like what Kurt Herbstreit said. Until we have a president, an athletic director that's from the top down, that's devoted to our football program like it was when Sam Jankovic and Foote and some of the other people that was there, you know, Donna Shalala, you know, with her brilliant mind and everything, turned the school a different way and got us in the, you know, getting more money than we ever did. We're top 40, top 50 right now in money outside of football. So I understand that the bills are being paid and it's not being paid with football, but we'd really like to see the Canes go kick some ass every now and then.
Warren Sapp here on the Rich Eisen Show. Thanks for coming on, Warren.
I'm sorry.
You're the best. Nope. What are you sorry for? Don't worry.
Almost made it.
That's okay. You just.
You know my Canes, baby.
I know. It brings it out.
I'm always agreed, baby. That's why I'm going Thursday. I will not be here to see the Raiders. Go Raiders. The Chargers have nothing for us.
On Monday night, again, we appreciate everybody hanging in there with us with our technical difficulties today, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We'll talk about that Monday Nighter and more on Tuesday. See you then.